Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Sherry Gibson and joined in studio today by Vicki Bales and Stacy Winter, who are both RNs with FHN in the GI lab. And so welcome to both of you today. We're going to be talking about colonoscopies primarily, which people hear that, I think, and go, oh, no. But we've got some really cool information for people. And Vicki, let's start out with you. First of all, March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So that's kind of why we're talking this, bringing this to people's attention, because this is something that is pretty prevalent, isn't it? Cancer of the colon.
Yes, it is. And we are seeing an increase in the number of colon cancers that are being diagnosed even in our younger population. So we want to make the population aware that this is one type of cancer we can prevent, and that's by getting the screenings done before the cancer actually develops.
So do you think that it's increasing because there's more awareness and more people are getting tested earlier, or do you think there's just more of it?
I think that as our nation has evolved into the fast pace that it is, and our diets have changed from what they used to be, the more fast foods, the more prepared foods, it has increased the incidence of colon cancer.
Okay, so you talk about diet. Is that really something that can cause colon cancer?
Well, we do know that in some of the Eastern nations who have a diet that is more high in fiber, less red meat, do not have the amount of colon cancer that we have here in the Western world. So diet does play a role in that.
So this is the third most common cancer,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And if it's preventable, then why wouldn't we want to find out or test for it?
Exactly. I think it's just that people are afraid. People don't know that, you know, something as simple as a colonoscopy could actually prevent them from having to go through colon cancer.
So let's talk about the colonoscopy itself. There's some prep involved and, you know, so forth. But could you kind of tell us what a colonoscopy for someone who's never had one, what they can expect?
What they'll expect is that the day prior to the colonoscopy, they'll need to be on a clear liquid diet for the entire day, and they will drink a prep that is a laxative that will help clean out their colon the night before, and then they may also do some prepping the day of the colonoscopy early in the morning. So that's going to wash everything out of their system and get it really clean so that when we do the test itself, we can visualize the entire lining of the colon. They'll come to the hospital and go through an admission process and have an IV started, because we do give medications while we do the colonoscopy, so our patients are asleep. And we do the colonoscopy, they wake up and they really don't typically remember anything. It's all done. And they just had a nice sleep. Then they go to a recovery area for about an hour and then go home.
So what is the approximate time that it takes to do a colonoscopy?
The actual procedure. The actual procedure itself, including like the sedating time and so forth, is usually about 20 minutes to a half an hour.
And I know that when I had mine the first one that I ever had, and I hear this from a lot of people, is it wasn't as bad as I thought. Do you hear that?
We hear that all the time. So many people say when they wake up, are we going to get started? And we're like, we're already finished. They don't even realize that they went to sleep, had the procedure done, and have taken a nap. And truly, the worst part of the whole thing is getting the prep done, you know, drinking the laxative and having to go to the bathroom several times. And to me, that is such a small price to pay if you can avoid having to go through cancer just by doing that.
Stacy, what is the recommended schedule for colonoscopies? What is the age that people usually are recommended to have their first?
Typically about 50. Most insurance companies will require screening colonoscopies at the age of 50. And from there, if no polyps and no family history, then we recommend them about every 10 years. Otherwise, if we do find polyps, then we have patients come back every 3 to 5 years. If they do have a family history of colon cancer, we recommend if their family members' diagnosed age of colon cancer is less than 50, we recommend those patients to come in about 5 years before their family member's age that they were diagnosed. So if they were diagnosed at 45, we would recommend their daughter to come in at 40.
So on the schedule, first of all, let's go back. Let's explain what a polyp is, if you would.
So a polyp is basically like a little skin tag. Lots of people have had skin tags, say, on their neck or somewhere on, elsewhere on their body. And it's just a little growth of tissue that forms in the colon. But if someone is going to have colon cancer, typically it comes from the overgrowth of a polyp.
Okay, so those will turn into cancer.
Correct. So you can have many patients have polyps removed and they're benign. There's no cancer within them, but we've taken them out before they have an opportunity to grow into something that can cause trouble. So
would a polyp always turn into cancer?
Not necessarily. It depends. But typically, if it was going to grow into a colon cancer, it will come from a polyp.
What about other screening methods for colon cancer? Are there any?
There is another screening method that you can do where you send a stool sample where they test for blood within your stool. It's a home sample. Many people have seen the commercials for those. The problem with those is that they only detect the presence of blood in your stool. So if you are bleeding for another reason, or let's say even a hemorrhoid or an area that's irritated in your colon, you may come in and have a colonoscopy and we help that other issue, but you don't truly have colon cancer. The other part about that is if you do test positive for blood in your stool on those screening kits, then you would still have to come in for a colonoscopy to have that area looked at.
And also now those wouldn't detect polyps, right?
No, they don't. They just detect the presence of blood in your colon or in your stool.
You've got an open house coming up. Let's talk about that a little bit. What is it going to be about and when is it?
We are really excited about this open house. It is going to be next Wednesday, March 28th from 4 to 6:30 at the hospital. And one of the biggest things that we're excited about is just to be able to show patients, kind of take the nervousness away from where they would come in and get to see a lot of the faces that they would see for a procedure. But we also have a giant inflatable colon that patients or people can walk through. They can take a look at what a normal colon looks like on the inside of it. They can take a look and see how polyps grow within your colon. And then, again, just to our facility.
And Vicki, you were talking about this kind of appearing, this giant colon, like kind of like a tunnel that you walk through.
It is kind of like a tunnel, and you'll be able to see what normal colon tissue looks like. And there are different types of polyps, and those will be also in that inflatable colon. And it's just kind of fun to see because people who don't work in the GI lab normally don't see what the inside of a colon looks like. It's just something to help educate the public exactly what we're dealing with.
Okay, so when you're doing the colonoscopy, you find a polyp. Can that be removed right then during the colonoscopy?
Yes. Most often, every polyp we see, we will remove it because we don't know which ones, if they were to be left, would turn into colon cancer. Occasionally, there might be a polyp that is too large to take out in one session, and we might take a portion of it and then have the patient come back at a later time and finish it. But typically, every polyp we see, we take it out.
And is there pain involved with that, like after the procedure?
No, there is not pain afterwards. We use cautery to cauterize as we're cutting, so there's no bleeding afterwards. And you don't have nerve tissue inside the colon for pain as far as when we take it off.
Interesting. A lot of people, I think, you hear colonoscopy, the doctor says, oh, you know, it's time, you need to schedule this. And they go, oh, no, I don't want, that was me. Okay, I waited about 3 years after they told me I should have one. And then I'm like, why didn't I do this sooner? Because like you said, you can prevent cancer.
Correct. And that's really what we want to do. It's so much easier to prevent something than to have to treat it. And I'm sure almost everybody knows somebody that's had colon cancer or a family dealing with it. And it's really a bad disease to have to go through.
So is colon cancer, we've already determined it's the third most common cause of cancer. So sometimes it can start there, and then if you don't take care of it, it can spread to other places, right?
That's
so true.
That can
be the source.
That is so true. And what is scary is that most people don't have symptoms. They could have that cancer growing inside their body and they have no symptoms until it's already so large that it has already spread outside the colon to other areas of the body. And at that point, then treatment is very difficult because it wasn't detected early enough. And when you have spread of any cancer to other organs beyond the original organ, your treatment options are limited.
How could someone arrange to have a colonoscopy at FHN?
You can call our gastroenterology department at 815-599-7715, and you can schedule with either of our gastroenterologists there. We have Dr. Vias and Dr. Mehta. And beginning April 2nd, we are going to have a third gastroenterologist join our practice here. This doctor is Dr. Timothy Lorre. He comes to us from Arlington Heights. He has been providing some weekend coverage for the last year here in Freeport and has decided to come join us full time. If you need a referral from your family physician, you can just contact your family physician and say, hey, I haven't done this. I need to do it. And they'll be happy to give you a referral.
And is that primarily an insurance requirement, the referral part?
Yes. Some insurances do require a referral. Some do not. So if you don't know, it's best to check that out first before.
Can you help people check that out as far as their insurance coverage and things like that?
Sure. Sure. Just call the office at that number, 815-599-7715, and they'll be glad to help you with that.
Stacy, can you tell us again the dates and time and place of the open house that's coming up?
Yes, it will be next Wednesday, March 28th, at the hospital, and you can enter through the atrium entrance over by the emergency room, and that is anytime from 4 to 6:30 in the evening.
And there'll be signage and so forth to direct people where to go?
Absolutely.
That's the revolving door, right?
Correct. Okay. The revolving door right where the admitting department is, and we are going to help guide people from the front door all the way up to our department.
And nobody will be snatched and taken up for a procedure, right?
No.
But I think so many times a little bit of education, a little bit of seeing what to expect takes a lot of anxiety away if you do have to have one.
Absolutely. That typically, like you said, patients cannot believe after they're done how easy that it was. So,
yep, absolutely. So is there information about the open house and about colonoscopies and things on your website?
Yes, there is. Yep, www.fhn.org.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Vicki Bales and Stacy Winter, RNs from the GI Lab at FHN. And once again, that open house, March 28th, 4 to 6:30 at FHN. This is Talk of the Town.